Rick Scott self-quarantining after exposure to coronavirus. By Sean Moran on March 12, 2020. Senator Rick Scott, RFL, announced on Thursday that he will self-quarantine after he was exposed to a Brazilian diplomat who tested positive for coronavirus. Scott said that he is feeling healthy and that the risk of him contracting coronavirus is low. However, he will self-quarantine out of concern for public safety, he said in a statement on Thursday. My office was alerted today by the Brazilian embassy that a member of President Bolsonaro's delegation tested positive for coronavirus. On Monday, I met with the president in Miami. And while I do not believe I interacted with the infected person, that individual was in the same room as me. The embassy said the person had no symptoms leading up to or the day of the conference. After consulting with the Senate's attending physician and my personal doctor, I have been told that my risk is low, and I don't need to take a test or quarantine. However, the health and safety of the American people is my focus and I have made the decision to self-quarantine in an abundance of caution. I am feeling healthy and not experiencing any symptoms at this time. I will still be working on my plan to combat coronavirus and protect American families, and my offices in D.C. and throughout the state will still be fully operational to help Floridians. Scott's announcement follows after he canceled a press conference in which he planned to announce his legislation to expand access to coronavirus testing. The Florida Conservatives bill would direct the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, to reimburse states that set up and run as many mobile testing sites as possible. Scott's prepared remarks for Thursday emphasized that increased access to coronavirus testing is the number one issue right now, he said. People who need and want to be tested are being turned away. In the nation with the best and most developed healthcare system in the world, that is absolutely ridiculous. We need to look at what has worked and failed in other countries to address the emerging threat posed by the coronavirus. Mobile testing is one of the successful ideas we are seeing. It has been used in South Korea and Australia. Some states like Colorado, Connecticut, and Washington are starting to use this method. At these mobile testing sites, people can drive up and get tested at a window, just like a fast food restaurant. Not only can more people get tested, it keeps healthcare workers safer. People need to have access to tests so they can make better decisions about isolating themselves. And we have to keep our healthcare workers healthy. We must reduce exposure of healthcare workers now. Testing for the virus is happening in the most haphazard way. And what happens if a large population of our healthcare workers get exposed? Who will care for the ill? This is something we cannot waste another day not fixing. If you look at reports, South Korea has been able to fight this virus by expanding testing. It has been reported that 15,000 people a day are getting tested and 210,000 South Koreans have been tested since January 3, compared to about 6,500 tests completed in the U.S. as of this week. Reports show the fatality rate in South Korea is 0.7%, globally it is 3.4%. We can learn from these successes and mirror this approach right here in the United States. We need to get ahead of this crisis. Scott also called for shutting down American borders, schools, and government buildings to limit the transmission of coronavirus. We must always hope for the best but prepare for the worst. We are all in this together. We need to take care of each other, Scott concluded in his prepared remarks. We are going to get through this, but we all have to our own part. And, if you know someone who may need help, call them. Check on them. Let's watch out for each other. Sean Moran is a congressional reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SeanMoran3.